Hi, honey. Are you ready for your big day? You've been looking forward to this all year, haven't you? Today, you get to become the girl you've always wanted to be. And it's okay, because we're going to say it's for a costume party. That's right. I've already told the girls at the salon, and they think it's so cute that you want to do everything it takes to become a pretty little girl. By the way, I was on Facebook last night, and guess what I saw? You know, don't you? I saw my picture posted there with my phone number. That's the picture I gave you, isn't it? Isn't it, you stupid bitch? Do you have any idea how much trouble you've caused me? I trusted you, and you fucked up big time. Did you think I wouldn't find out? Do you know how many calls I got? Oh, I could just kill you! Maybe you'd like me to post some pictures of you on there. Would you like that? Maybe the one of you in your maid's outfit, sucking on my strap-on. And I could mention that you're always looking for new friends. How would that be? We could send that picture to your boss, too. That would be fun, wouldn't it? You're sorry? Well, sorry doesn't help much now, does it? It's too fucking late for that, isn't it? Isn't it? I've changed my phone number and hopefully no one will find out where I live. But I want you to understand how it feels to have your privacy violated like that. If you're a good little girl and do everything I say, I'll try to forget this ever happened. We're still going to dress you up and make you over just like we planned. Only I may not be as discreet as I originally promised. Get the fuck over here! You're not going anywhere! Now, let's get started, my little sissy. Are you excited? This is what you've been begging me for, hasn't it? You're scared? Oh, come on. Only you and I will know that there's not really a party, and that you've wanted to be a girl all your life. It's okay, sissy, really. It's our little secret, trust me. Now, take off those clothes. Take them off, now! Just put all your things in this bag. Go ahead. Come on, we don't have all day. Now, just wait until you see this. I got this especially for you. It's a 3-piece set in fuchsia that will match your dress perfectly. Look, there's a satin padded underwire bra, a garter belt with lace and ribbon, and a pretty matching G-string. Isn't it great? Oh, the girls will love you in this. Now put it on carefully while I get your inserts. Don't get shy on me now, sissy. We have a long way to go today. Put it on! First the bra. It's nice, isn't it? All that pretty lace. Now, let me see how it looks. It looks so nice on your smooth chest, doesn't it? Let me help you adjust the straps. Just relax. Stand still! It's a demi-cut bra. It will give you a nice round look. Doesn't it feel great? Oh yes, you look so pretty already. There. It fits you perfectly. Now, take these silicone inserts. These will help you fill out your dress. Let me show you. See, we just put them in towards the bottom, outer sides. Adjust the bra again, and voila! You have breasts now. Just a second. There you go. Now, let me look at you. Not bad at all. Smile, honey. This is fun. All right, now put on the garter belt. Go ahead. You know you love this. Just pull it up. I'll help you with the stockings in a minute. You want it right under your belly button. Very, very good. Here are your stockings, honey. Are you ready? These are Cuban heel seam stockings from Stocking Girl. Aren't they pretty? They'll look so great with your dress. I want you to put these on, and I'll show you how to attach them. Go ahead, you're doing just fine. Gently slide them over your toes, feet, and legs. They feel nice on your legs, don't they? Pull them all the way up, slowly. There you go. Now, one strap hooks in the front and one in the back. You attach the garter belt fasteners to your stockings. Start with the strap in the back. Watch me. Give the stocking a little tug to make sure it's attached. Good. Now, you do the other. Go ahead. Very good. I think you've done this before. Now, attach the front ones and center them on each thigh. Take your time. That's a good girl. Wasn't that easy? Now for the G-string. It's small, isn't it? But so are you. Put it on and let me look at you. There, such a pretty girl. Do you feel like a girl, honey? Do you? I asked you a question. Do you feel like a girl yet? Yes? Well, that's good. Because I have so much planned for you today. This is only the beginning. There you go. Pretty lingerie for my pretty girl. Go look in the mirror. Go ahead. You're gorgeous, aren't you? Yes, you are. Just wait until your hair and makeup are done. This is fun, isn't it, sweetheart? Now I think you should walk into the salon in your jeans. Won't that be easier? Less embarrassing? We'll bring your dress and heels in a shopping bag. And you can change there, okay? Let me show you what you're going to wear. You're gonna love this. Here it is. It's a jersey dress. Isn't it great? It has a scooped neckline, full-length sleeves, a fitted shape, and the length is just right for you. Let me hold it up. Oh, yes! You're going to blow them away at the salon later, aren't you? And look at these heels. The perfect pumps. Oh yes, these are you. And I made sure to get your size. You have been practicing with heels this high like you promised, right? Because these are serious stilettos. The girls are going to be so impressed with your dedication, don't you think? Now, we're almost ready. Put your jeans and shoes on. No socks. I'll get you a shirt and a jacket. Let's see. Oh, here's something nice. It's a simple pink blouse. Go ahead, put it on. Very nice, honey. Very nice. You really make a very pretty girl, you know. How does it feel wearing that silky lingerie under your clothes? It feels great, doesn't it? Oh, you're blushing. We're having fun now, aren't we? I know I am. Now, let's pack your bag. I'll fold your dress for you. Put those heels in the box, and we'll be all set. Oh, wait, you need a purse too, don't you? Well, I have one that will be perfect. Here you go. Isn't this one nice? It's a Jessica Simpson red clutch, brand new, and you can borrow it. Do you like her? You do? Well, that's great, because you'll be wearing a long blonde wig and you can pretend to be her. Now, put on this pretty jacket and we'll go. Wow, it fits you perfectly, too. It will look fantastic with your dress. You'll see. I think you should take an extra pair of panties in your purse, too, along with your wallet. A girl should always be prepared. Okay, sissy. We're off to get ready for the party. Just remember, if you get scared, that all the girls think you're just doing this for a costume party. It's really no big deal. Sure, you're going further than a lot of people might, but it's all in fun. No one will know your secret, because secrets are very important, aren't they? And you know you can trust me, just like I trusted you. Ready or not, here we go. This is fun, isn't it? The two of us going to the salon together for your makeover? I know you're excited about this. You're nervous, aren't you? Well, don't you worry about a thing. I'm going to be right here with you the whole time. Am I still mad at you? Well, I think I'm starting to get over it. You just relax and enjoy your special day, okay? Here we are. Wow, it's crowded, isn't it? Now remember what we discussed. It's all in fun. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about, okay? Now let's go inside. You take your shopping bag and follow me. Hi, everyone. This is the girl I was telling you about. This is my friend, Sissy. She's a little shy, but very excited to be here. Say hello, Sissy. Oh, isn't she adorable? She has her dress and heels right here. Is there somewhere private where she can change? Not really. That's okay. She already has on the cutest lingerie. Go ahead, sweetie, put on your dress. Yes, in front of everyone. It's okay. It's just for the party, right? Oh, come with me and I'll help you. Come on. Put the bag down on that chair and take off your shoes and pants. Well, what are you waiting for? Am I going to have to take them off for you? Because I will if I have to. There, that's a good girl. Now the blouse, take it off. See, honey, there's nothing to be afraid of. Oh, ladies, look at my little sissy. Isn't she cute? Just a second. Show them your pretty bra and garter belt. That's right. She shaved her legs and everything. She's wanted to be a girl for a long, long time. The party? Oh, that. Well, let me get her into her dress and I'll tell you all about it. All right now, young lady. Come over here. I'm glad you're in such good shape because this dress will show everything. Here you go. Take your time putting it on. Easy now. The fabric is very thin. It's a beautiful dress, isn't it? You're going to look so great in this. Now, let me help you straighten it out. There you go. It's tight, isn't it? Oh my! And it's short, too. With those pretty legs of yours and that chest, you'll be stunning. Come over here. Just pull it down a tiny bit more. That's good. Now, stand up straight. Okay, put on your heels and let's get started. Easy now, we don't want you to fall. Will you relax? You look great, and we've only just begun. Let me take a good look. Awesome! Well, ladies, what do you think? Can you help her complete her look? I told her how nice you are to new girls here. You can? Fantastic! Here you go, sweetheart. Anne is going to make you beautiful. Oh, look, honey. You get to sit in the first chair so everyone can watch your transformation. Thanks so much for helping us out today, Anne. I love your blouse, by the way. You always get so dressed up for work, don't you? Now, let me tell you all about my friend here. What does she want? Well, she wants to be completely transformed into a girl today. Whatever it takes. Eyebrows thinned to a pretty feminine shape. False eyelashes. Liner. Mascara. Shadow. Blush. Lipstick. Pierced ears. The works. Oh yes, I'm serious. You see, Anne, there really is no party. There never was. Easy, sissy. It's okay. I think it's time to be honest. We don't have any secrets anymore, do we? Go ahead, Anne. You can get started with her makeup. And I'll explain it as you work. It's really quite a story. You see, Sissy has been dressing up as a girl for a long time, haven't you, sweetie? Are you okay? You look a little flushed. I said I wouldn't tell. Well, that was before you posted my picture and phone number, wasn't it? I want you to see what it feels like to be betrayed by someone you trusted. Just sit tight, honey, and enjoy this. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Sissy has been dressing up ever since she was very young. She started to wear her sister's things at first. They were the same size, so everything fit her just right. Panties, nighties, blouses, skirts, even her shoes. She used to get all dressed up when no one else was home and pretend she was a beautiful little girl. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you told me, Sissy? Well, say it. Tell Anne that you've always wanted to be a girl. Go ahead, say it. Yes, I know what we said, but I think it's better if you tell the truth. You can't pretend your whole life now, can you? You thought you could? Well, you thought wrong, didn't you? Can I have everyone's attention, please? My friend here has something she wants to tell us. Come on, it will just take a second. Now, tell them that you want to be a girl, that you've always wanted to be a girl, and that you're just a little sissy now. Now! No, not like that. You're dressed like a girl, and you're in a beauty salon getting a makeover. I want you to sound like a girl. Now say it. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Yes, they're laughing. But don't let it bother you. I'm right here with you, and you're going to get everything you've always wanted today. Are you okay? You're not going to cry, are you? Oh, come on now, precious. You know this is what you want. Can you give us a second, Anne? I think Sissy just needs to gather her thoughts, and then we can continue. No, everything's all right. This has been a long time coming, that's all. She just needs some girl time. Shh. Now just relax and enjoy it, sweetie. You're going to remember this for a long, long time. Everything's going to be all right. You'll see. Now, I want you to be a brave little girl for me and stop resisting. This is your dream, and it's time for your dream to finally come true. Okay? She's ready now, Anne. So, where were we? Oh, yes. Our little sissy story. It's really very interesting, Anne. After years of wearing her sister's clothes, she began to try on her mother's clothes, too. Your mother had such pretty dresses, didn't she, honey? And you tried on each and every one when nobody was home, right? Oh, no. You know what we forgot? She wanted her eyebrows waxed. Why didn't you remind me, sissy? You're sorry? Well, I guess this is a big day for you, and you're too excited to remember everything, huh? I'll just make another appointment for you for next week. How would that be? You can come in all by yourself and get a manicure and a pedicure at the same time, okay? Oh, good. The eyes now. You're a true artist, Anne. Now pay attention, sissy, so you can do this properly on your own. You see, it's eyeshadow first, then the liner. Oh, yes, you're going to be gorgeous. After a while, her mother and sister started to suspect that Sissy was dressing up in their clothes. Panties were occasionally out of place, dresses slightly off the hangers, and some things even had tiny stains on them. So you know what they did? They set a trap up for her. Didn't they, sweetie? Don't be embarrassed now. That was a long time ago. One day they told her that they would be gone all day and to make sure to do her homework and go to bed on time. How old were you then? About 15? Still wearing mommy's clothes in high school, weren't you? Anyway, after school, Sissy thought she had the whole house to herself and planned on spending the day in her favorite outfit. That was the polka dot silk dress you told me about, right? I bet you looked great in that. She put on panties and a bra and combed her long hair into a feminine style. Then, just as she started to put on some makeup, in they come and see her like that. That must have been hard to explain, huh? There you are in panties and a bra, with mom's dress all laid out and holding a tube of lipstick. You couldn't deny it anymore, could you? Did they think you were gay? They did, didn't they? You're not gay though, right? You just like to wear lingerie and pretty things and pretend you're a girl. Is that it? Okay. If you say so, then I believe you. So now she had to find someone else to borrow clothes from. So you know what she did? She stole them from her neighbor's clothesline. That's right. Pretty soon, she had a complete collection that she hid in a box in the back of her closet. You're lucky they didn't catch you, sissy. You could have been arrested. But you were too scared to buy your own things. And you just couldn't stop, could you? Sit still and stop squirming in the chair. It's time for your eyelashes. Go ahead, Anne. She loves this. At least now you buy your own clothes and makeup, right? And all you really want and think about is being a girl and wearing pretty things, isn't it? What do you think of all this, Anne? I'm just curious. Whatever? Oh, that's perfect. I love that. You see, sissy, not everyone accepts the fact that some boys want to be girls. But I know it's what you really want more than anything. And I think it's great. I think it's very brave to finally do something that you want so badly. That's why I'm helping you. It's not that easy to be a girl. And if you're going to do it, you may as well do it right. Those lashes look fantastic. Oh, you're going to be so pretty when we're done with you. Just like you've been dreaming about all your life. Who is that with the camera, Anne? She looks so familiar. Oh my God, is that Cindy from Susan's Beauty School? Wow, I haven't seen her in months. She looks fantastic. Hi there, stranger. Long time no see. I hear you're pretty much running the show now. I knew you'd be perfect for that job. How's Todd? He's gone? Oh, I'm so sorry. I really liked him. It was a good experience, though, wasn't it? You'll find someone else soon, you'll see. I have someone here I want you to meet. Cindy, this is Sissy. Sissy, meet Cindy. Isn't Cindy gorgeous? She used to be just like you. That's right. And now she's one of the girls and works at a beauty school. You remember? Oh, that's right. You sat on her lap last Christmas when she was Santa. Wasn't that fun? And I'll bet you never knew what she had tucked away in her panties, did you? But she's a girl now, just like you. You know what? I'll bet you could learn a lot from her. You both have so much in common. What's with the camera, Cindy? You used to do glamour shots on weekends, didn't you? You do that here now at night? Cool. You know what? I think I have a new customer for you. That's right. My friend here is finally becoming the beautiful girl she's always wanted to be and would love to have some professional pictures remember this day. Wouldn't you, sissy? Oh, this is going to be fantastic. We'll help her model and pose just like a porn star. I mean, a star. I love it when a plan comes together like this. We still have a ways to go with her makeup, though. Can you come back in an hour or so around closing time? You can? Oh, that would be perfect. So we'll see you later then, okay? Thanks. Now, let's get my girl prettied up. This is her favorite part, isn't it, honey? You see, she never really learned the art of makeup. She experimented with lipstick and things, but doesn't know all the little secrets. Well, this is your lucky day, sissy, because Anne is a true artist. Are you ready? What's that? You have to use the little girl's room? Well, I was wondering how long you were going to wait. Go ahead. It's right in the back, past the sinks. You're afraid? Of what? Oh, come on. Everyone's already seen you, and they think your dress is fabulous. Just ask Debbie, the shampoo girl, to show you, okay? Go ahead. She really does look cute in that dress, doesn't she? I'm going to make sure Robin can pierce her ears today. Good news, sweetie. As soon as your makeup is finished, Robin will pierce your ears. I know you've wanted that for a long time, didn't you? So Anne will finish you up here, then you'll get those pretty little stud earrings. We'll style your wig and you'll be ready. Ready for my surprise. Oh, don't worry. It's something you've always wanted. Trust me. Those lashes really look great, don't they, sweetie? Now pay attention. See, Anne is applying mascara to them for a dramatic effect. Oh, yes, what a change. You love this, don't you? This is your dream, right? To be transformed into a beautiful girl? Well, just sit tight. There's more to come. Much more. Now some blush. Although you've been blushing all day, haven't you? It's okay. I think it's adorable. See, she gently brushes it onto the apples of your cheeks. Very pretty. See, sissy, there's so much to learn, isn't there? Oh, yes, it's lipstick time. Go very slowly, Anne, so she can really enjoy this. I think she'd like a nice, slutty red for the lip liner. Watch now, honey. Just relax your mouth. See how we reshape your lips slightly by going over the natural line? You're going to have to practice this on your own. It's a very important step to getting your lips just right. Now, Anne will fill in your lips with a darker, creamy red lipstick using a lip brush. Oh, that feels nice, doesn't it? You don't want to rush this because perfect red lips will really complete your look. There you are. Now, just blot your lips once with a tissue. Very, very nice. Almost there, sweetie. How about some strawberry lip gloss? Would you like that? I'll bet you never knew how much fun this could be when you do it right. You can do this part yourself. Go ahead. You apply the clear gloss over the lipstick for an extra pouty look. Just use your fingertip to put a few dots on the upper and lower lip, then rub them together. Doesn't that taste good? Now, let's take a look at you. Smile and blow us a little kiss. Perfect. You're gorgeous. And there's more. Let's get your hair finished. You'll look just like Jessica Simpson with the wig we have for you. You want to be just like Jessica, don't you? Well, sissy, this is your lucky day. You'll get everything you want today. And maybe even some things you didn't even know you wanted. You'll see. Now, let's see what you look like with long blonde hair. You look so sexy already. This is going to be the icing on the cake. This may hurt a bit, but it's going to be held on with bobby pins to keep it in place. But it will be worth it. Sometimes it hurts to be a girl, you know. Oh, look. Here it is. Isn't it pretty? Go ahead, Anne. I can't wait to see her in this. Oh, my. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. See how it flows over your shoulders? Oh, yes, sweetheart. I never dreamed you'd look this great. Let Anne style it now and get it just right. I'm so glad Cindy will be back to take some pictures for you. She's very talented. I'm going to see if Robin is ready to pierce your ears, okay? Be right back. How's my girl doing? Wow! You look amazing. With those long dark lashes, those pretty red lips, and that hair. Thank you so much, Anne. I'll make sure Sissy takes care of you when she gets her purse. You know what? Go get your purse now so you can pay your bill. Here's my keys. You remember where we parked, right? At the very end of the parking lot. I think you need to stretch your legs a bit anyway. Well, what are you waiting for? You're not ready? Oh, I get it. You need perfume, don't you? I'm sorry. How can I forget? Here you go. Put a little bit behind each ear. Just a little. Not only is this very expensive, but we don't want you smelling like a whore now, do we? There you go. Feel better? When you come back in, pay up front. And forget about your pierced ears. She won't have time for you today. Next visit, okay? Then come back and give Anne a big tip. I think she deserves it, don't you? Go, and don't talk to any strangers. Hurry up, they're closing soon, and we have to get you ready for your photo shoot. Here she comes, my new Sissy. I want you to thank Anne for making you so pretty. Tell her how much you've enjoyed this. Go ahead. Say thank you so much, Anne, for making me a beautiful girl. I feel so feminine. Oh, that was sweet. Now her tip. Oh, a 20. See, I told you she was a good tipper. Good girl. Now come with me and I'll teach you how to pose like the sexy little thing you've become. Follow me over to the couch and sit down. Now I want you to sit like a lady. Keep your back straight, your head forward, cross your legs at your ankles, and fold your hands in your lap. Smooth your dress over your bottom there. That wasn't bad, but you do need practice. Oh, great. Here comes Cindy, just in time. I'll be right back. Listen, Sissy, the girls are going to lock up and get ready to go home. But we have plenty of time for pictures, and they want to watch. Okay? I brought Debbie over to show you how to look sexy for the pictures. The two of us will help you, and Cindy will take some great shots for our new photo album. That's right. I'll have a set, and you'll have one. But don't worry. I doubt anyone else will ever see them. It's not like we're going to put them on the internet or Facebook where you posted mine. Sit the fuck down, bitch. The doors are locked and you're going to post for pictures and like it. Do you understand? Yes. Yes, what? Yes, Miss Teresa. That's what you mean to say, isn't it? That's a good girl. Now get up and watch Debbie. See how pretty she looks like that? She's relaxed, graceful, and flashing us that beautiful smile of hers. And she's very sexy, don't you think? You can be sexy too, sweetheart. You just need a little practice. Go sit next to her. Go ahead. Rest your pretty face on your hands and turn your head a little. Now give us a big smile. No, no, no. You're just not getting it, are you? I'm looking for sexy here, not terrified. You look like a scared rabbit with lipstick and a wig. A very pretty rabbit. But that's not what I want. Thanks, Debbie. We'll have to try something else. I'll let you know when we're ready, and you can bring the others over, all right? You have to leave? Everyone has to leave? Oh. Well, how would it be if Cindy locks up when we're finished? Would that be okay? Yes? That's perfect. Thanks for everything. I'll make you a copy of the pictures. Good night. Well, it's just the three of us now. Maybe that will help you relax a little more, sweetie. You know what? I think Cindy can teach you a thing or two. Why don't I take the camera and you two can get to know each other? She's very friendly. Go ahead, hon. Why don't you sit next to my sissy and help her calm down? Make room on the couch, sweetie. What do you think, Cindy? Didn't we make her beautiful? That wig is so perfect for her. Why don't you stroke her hair and tell her how pretty she looks? There, that's sweet. You're so good with people, aren't you? You like Sissy. And you like Cindy, don't you, Sissy? Yes, I know you're not gay. You've told me that. I just think you two could be friends, that's all. Why don't you give her a little kiss? Oh, come on. Just a tiny kiss on the cheek. Go ahead, honey. The sooner we take a few good pictures, the sooner you can go home. There, that wasn't so bad, was it? Now, let her give you a little kiss, okay? Oh, such pretty girls. I love to see girls kissing. Cindy's very pretty, isn't she? And you know what? She's just like you. She looks like a girl, but she has quite a large package tucked inside those panties. You want to see it, don't you? I didn't hear you say anything, so I guess that's a yes. Okay, Cindy. Why don't you show our sissy what you've got? Get ready, honey. You're gonna love this. Oh, my God! Will you look at that? Have you ever seen a cock that size, sissy? No? Well, I think you should take a closer look. You can even touch it if you want to. Go ahead, touch it. And see if it gets bigger. I said touch it, bitch! That's a good girl. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? And it's getting bigger. Now, why don't you give it a little kiss? Just a peck. Do it for me as a favor. Don't make me tell you again, sissy. Now kiss it. Very, very good. Now, isn't it easier when you do as you're told? Kiss it again. Go ahead. There now. Doesn't it feel nice and warm against your pretty red lips? I bet you really liked that, don't you? I think you did. Now, do you remember how much you enjoyed sitting on Cindy's lap last Christmas? Well, I have an idea that I think will be fun, and I am just dying to see. I want you to get on Cindy's lap again for me. Do it, bitch! Oh, how cute. This is exciting, isn't it? I think Cindy finds this exciting, too. Now, just relax. Cindy is only being friendly. Why are you fighting this, honey? There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's okay to be getting aroused by her. She's a very sexy woman who just happens to have an enormous cock. Oh, Oh, yes, she is getting excited. How does that feel, sweetie? You like it, don't you? You like feeling that lump in Cindy's lap rubbing against you, don't you? Don't you? Good. That's what I wanted to hear. Stand up and pull your panties for me. Pull them down. I have some lube I want Cindy to rub inside of you. Come on. Now turn around. Nice and slippery and warm, isn't it? Do you like how her finger just slides inside your ass? You don't know. You do, don't you? Okay, now, get back on Cindy's lap. Now, bitch! This time, you're going to sit on Cindy's cock. Don't fight with me, you slut, bitch! Do as you're told! Now, I want you to spread your legs and squat over Cindy's big, throbbing cock. You're going to do this one way or another. Do you understand? You do? Then do as I say. That a girl. You can do it. There you go. Very good. She's all yours now, Cindy. Just relax and enjoy it, honey. Let her spread your ass and pull you down onto her. Be gentle with my little sissy. This is her first time, you know. Look at you. You're a girl now. You look like a girl and smell like a girl. And now you feel like a girl with a big, hard cock inside you, don't you? Oh, yes. How does it feel as it slowly pushes into your pretty little butt? It hurts a little, but it feels good too, doesn't it? Get ready, honey. It's going to go deeper and deeper inside you. Oh, yes. It looks like it's way up inside you now. Let her catch her breath for a second, Cindy. Now it's picture time. Just keep going. I know you're having fun. Go for it, Cindy. Oh, yes. Look at those hips bouncing. You go, girls. Oh, my God. You little slut. You love this, don't you? I see that you do. Wait. I have another idea. Let me get you those extra panties. Here you go. Now, I want you to rub yourself with them while Cindy continues to fuck you. It's okay. Just enjoy yourself. Now, I want you to repeat after me as you rub the silky fabric over your little hard-on. That's a good girl. I want you to say, I love being a girl. Say it. Keep rubbing yourself. Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? Say it. I love being a girl. Very good. Keep rubbing yourself with those soft, silky panties. Now, I want you to ask Cindy nicely to finish fucking you like the little slut you are. Keep rubbing. It won't be long now, will it? Say, please fuck me, Cindy. Fuck me like the little slut I am. Say it now. And keep rubbing yourself with your panties. Oh, yes. Such a good girl. Now, get ready, sissy. You're finally getting your wish. You're getting fucked like a girl, and you're going to come like one. Keep rubbing yourself. Oh, yes. It won't be much longer. Now say it one more time. Fuck me, Cindy. Fuck me. Oh, yes, I love it. Fuck me harder. Say it, slut. Fuck me, Cindy. Fuck me. Oh, yes, fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Keep rubbing yourself. Almost there. Almost. These pictures are going to be amazing. There it is, the cum shot. Come for me, baby. Come into your panties. Oh, yes. Keep coming. Such a pretty girl. Such a good girl. Excellent. That's a wrap. Now, I'll leave you two alone. You really make an adorable couple. Have a good night, Cindy. You too, Sissy. I'll send you a link to all the pictures, so don't worry about a thing. You're a star now, sweetheart. Good night, ladies.